Sponsor ad. Would you like to listen to audiobooks? Listen to the world's best-selling audiobooks from our more than 10,000 audiobooks for free. Also, you can benefit from these excellent and informative podcasts for free. Get the helpful links in the description. Please support us. Thank you.
Regret scares me. I've never seen anything that scares me as much as sitting with somebody in their 80s or 90s who spends all their time talking to me and not about what they did, but what they wish they did. I believe that if everybody in this room had a better relationship with understanding time, they could be much happier. I feel like people are grossly impatient. I don't think that people that are 55 years old realize they have 20 more years of executing in a world where they grew up as kids and 55 seems so old and people were dying at a different age and retiring at a different age. I think if you actually saw regret up close and personal for one day, that a lot of the things that you're not doing, that it could scare you into doing it. I live a life already where people email me on a tactical level the regret that they wish they listened to me around this, that, or the other thing 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. $400 trillion to 1. I just want everybody to hear this. This is the reason I'm happy 24/7, 365 for the rest of my life. 400 trillion to 1, the odds of becoming a human being. You might not like the human being situation you ended up in, but let me tell you this. Your mom might have grabbed another glass of wine and you never would have been. I mean, 400 trillion to one. You're more likely to win the lottery of over $100 million 9 times in your life than being Rick. Because the game's very simple. If you've got debt or have to put a roof over your head or somebody else, then you work whatever job is paying you that. But I'm asking you, what are you doing from 6 p.m. to midnight? And if you have to go build slowly your portfolio, your Shopify store, your Instagram account, your YouTube channel, wouldn't you be pumped if I told you for the next 4 years it's tough and you don't watch as much Netflix and sports and hanging out, but then you get to live happy for the rest of your life? Everybody, in theory, would sign up for that. The reality is a lot of people don't want to grind for 4 years. Like, people don't like pain. It's why most people don't have six packs. I mean that. There's a lot of people here who want to be in better shape. You just don't want to work out. You just don't want to eat well. If any person here is unhappy, I need to know every single minute you spend on anything but your job, because I'll tell you, taking those leisure hours, which you're using to escape your unhappiness. You're literally watching Netflix or sports or video, playing video games or listening to music to escape your reality that you're not happy about. I want you to take those hours and start building something that gets you off your issue. And it might take 7 years, but it's worth it. All you have to do is make. We are the media. All you have to do is make. And even with that mitzvah, when that great opportunity of a lifetime, one that everybody that lived before us would break their arms off to be living here right now at this time with this cost to be able to build awareness about their thing, even with all that, you're not making. It is very hard for me to feel sad for anybody who isn't making content at scale when the blueprint is black and white. Making money is a talent. We accept being a basketball player as a talent. We accept being an incredible artist and singing is a talent. For some reason, we've created massive delusion around everybody can make money. It's hard. It's an actual talent. And we have to have that conversation, because when we do, it can start getting us into way better conversations, which is, what are you destined to do? What are you capable of doing? What makes you happy? How does it go well? To me, that's where it gets interesting. We live in a time where the internet is hit scale and it's still underpriced. We are so fortunate. Our great grandparents couldn't turn a side hustle into their real life. They had to work 9 to 5 and the world shut down. There was no internet.
If you were a business operator in 2019 and your excuse is, well, I'm a pub, or I make tomato juice, or I have 3 restaurants, digital is oxygen. The real world feels secondary. Like, to not be a communicator, content producer, it's gone from cute and naive to grossly negligent in the same way that it would be to pay people not minimum wage. Like I literally believe it's grossly unacceptable. To quantify digital versus traditional, just marketing. Like yeah. Really, you think sending direct mail print is a better thing to do than advertising on Instagram as a restaurant? Like really sit down with me. You're telling me right now that it's a better deal to spend all that money making a flyer and sending it direct mail or running a radio ad or buying a small little ad in a newspaper. Like this is what you're telling me. It is 2019. I felt bad in 2002. It was early. The internet was new. I had compassion. It was cute. In 2007, it was like, it was kind of annoying, kind of like, but still kind of. In 2012, it was like, you're not smart. In 2019, I can't wrap my head around the lack of smarts one is carrying in their body in not thinking that 2019 digital marketing is fundamental, let alone could it work. Because communication is always the foundation of success. Your relationships with your loved ones, your employees, your customers, your audience is completely predicated on communication. It's true. It's true. Please take advantage of the underpriced opportunities right now. Please figure out how to make content that's good for them, not for you. I come up here and I give a talk that's good for you, not good for me. That is what you need to do when you produce content. It doesn't need to be a piece of content that's actually a top of the funnel thing to get them into your funnel, to get them into conversion. It needs to be something that actually brings somewhat value. Period, end of story, see ya, to build emotion and equity. My friends, when this is all said and done, it's gonna end up very simple. Whoever brings the most value to their audience will win. We love Amazon because we get stuff at good prices delivered to us the next day. We like that. You may not like other things they do or this, that, and the other thing or whatever is your political point, whatever, but you like getting what you want at the best price immediately. We, as humans, to get what we want, have to figure out how to bring value to them in the places where they consume information. Until you figure that out, you'll keep looking for the hack, the one that doesn't exist. Please, let this be the video that drills through your head that your life is predicated on when you get real quiet and you can't hear another f***ing person's 2 cents that has nothing to do with you and everything to do with where they are in life. Are you really gonna let those 8 or 9 people dictate your life? Because you are so fearful of judgment from others that at the end of the day, when you're 87, you will not give a f*** about.
The most important thing I think about when I think about getting to happiness is not so much owning anything, it's the ability to not hear anything but yourself. There's nothing more powerful than when everything gets quiet and the only thing that penetrates is your own voice, and that voice isn't judging you.
When you look back now at the kid who felt pressure or the kid who felt an obligation, what would you say to that kid now?
I would tell that kid to stay the course because he's got to figure it out.
Sponsor ad. Would you like to listen to audiobooks? Listen to the world's best-selling audiobooks from our more than 10,000 audiobooks for free. Also, you can benefit from these excellent and informative podcasts for free. Get the helpful links in the description. Please support us. Thank you.